What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
So two games last night in the NFL. It was your double Monday Night Football extravaganza. In the first game, 47-10, Buffalo won. Cincinnati in the second game, failing to come from behind Washington, 38-33. We'll start with that one. Joe Burrow had great numbers, but got outplayed by Jaden Daniels, who was 21-23. 254 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Had a beautiful touchdown throw to Buckeye Terry McLaurin. Kenny, it was sensational, the effort that the rookie had. I couldn't believe how incredible he played yesterday.
Terry McLaurin is, this has got to be a talking point here getting ready for Washington in a couple weeks. I know we've got the Raiders coming up on Sunday, but Terry McLaurin is, and you've said this yourself, I think you were the first person to say it on the air, maybe the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL. And he hasn't had quarterbacks throwing to him before. He can make a rookie really shine. And he can make a rookie more confident and better. He is a outstanding wide receiver in every sense. And so he's going to be scary for us. Hate to use the cheap catchphrase, scary Terry. But he's going to be scary for us, and he's going to make Jaden Daniels look a lot better.
Is he going to be blanketed by Martin Emerson, or is he going to be blanketed by, you know, our best cover guy?
I don't know. I have no idea
yet. Does it depend if he's on the left side or the right side?
We'll find out. We will find out then.
Because I'm guessing if we stick to those standards, they'll just probably put McLaurin to the other side that Denzel Ward isn't.
Here we are.
Can't be that easy, right? Joe Burrow was asked, hey, it's not like you guys have lost a divisional game yet. AFC North is still right out there in front of you. And he had this to say.
You know, there's going to be some big games down the stretch that we're going to have to step up for. We haven't played any division opponents yet. Steelers are 3-0. Other teams are 1-2. We're 0-3. And we play all six of those games still coming up. So we're by no means out of it. But playoffs and winning the division is the furthest thing from my mind. We just got to get better this week.
Do you think he likes it in Cincinnati?
Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Still? Like, it made sense when he got drafted there. It was an Ohio kid. It was going to be an easy transition. Then they go to the Super Bowl. They go to the AFC Championship game. And then all he's had to hear all offseason is, can my owners pay all the players on the team? Can they pay the good ones? Can we actually field a football team? We're losing defensive players. I wonder how he feels right now. It's been kind of a mess.
He's frustrated.
He had 324 yards, three touchdowns. They were down two scores.
He's frustrated. Like, I saw Marash. Like, oh, the Giants need to go after him. I go, they're not getting rid of him, and he's not going anywhere. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. He's in that, I don't know what, I don't really spend a lot of time in Southern Ohio. I don't know what those river people do, but it seems to be that they all love him down there, and he loves it there. He ain't going anywhere. No. If you get rid of Joe Burrow, you might as well fold the franchise. If you were to actively trade him, no. Mm-hmm. Lord Almighty. It's a frustrating start. And I told you that their secondary sucks. And their secondary, by the way, sucks. So I told you before the season, that's one where I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. They are in rough shape.
Isn't that incredible, though? They go toe-to-toe, almost pull off the win on the road in Arrowhead. They're 0-3. Kansas City is 3-0. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the other game, a total laugher, basically from the get-go.
Jamar Chase balled out, though. He's going to get his money real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chase had six catches, 118 yards, and two scores, had seven targets in that game. So I could not believe the score. You know me, Kenny. We were watching the Menendez saga, and I was keeping tabs.
How does that end?
And I'll tell you this. I might have misled people because I said how funny the show was for the first few episodes.
Yeah.
There were running gags.
Hilarious. I can't imagine.
It took a turn, believe it or not.
As these things tend to do.
They tend to take a turn.
Made it through the first two yesterday.
This became the most serious show
as they tend
I've
to be.
Ever watched. We'll get into that at some point in the podcast.
I remember watching
the
Menendez brothers trial when I was very little. Didn't seem to be a whole lot of hilarity ensuing. Unless SNL spoofed it.
I thought the first two episodes were almost
when
that.
They did the dream team about what was admissible and what was not in the OJ trial. I mean, that was a, shouldn't you be driving drunk? It was amazing.
The Bills, though, they took command. So I flipped over, and it was annihilation. Josh Allen had four touchdown passes. He had one on third down, so they were already up a score. I think they were up 7-0. And he was flushed out of the pocket. He did one of those end-to-end and then just found somebody wide open in the back of the end zone. It was an amazing play, though. So they are now 3-0. The Jags are 0-3, and Doug Peterson says, might have to look at some things.
There has to be changes, whether it's play design, personnel, everything. Everything's on the table, let's call it, right? And those are all things that I have to look at, we have to look at as a staff and make the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make the adjustments. We're 3 weeks in. We're not very good right now. I tell you this, no one's going to feel sorry for us. This is who we are right now.
You're right. I do not feel sorry for you.
I mean, how many more games does he have?
Probably the rest of the season. Well, probably a few more.
End of the season.
If it just keeps going bad, then no, he's only going to have
47 points every game.
Yeah, that's not good.
We do have some Cleveland Browns news, and I think all in all, I mean, maybe you disagreed, I think all in all it was better news injury-wise than when I left the show yesterday thinking there was a chance Myles Garrett, we might not see him
again. I'm still not encouraged, no.
I mean, it's not great. He's still banged up, and I mean, it was both feet, but yesterday you've got the injury update. The Stefanski was still waiting on all the MRI results. It looks like Teller, dealing with a knee injury, would miss multiple weeks with the injury. Stefanski said Teller's still a possible IR candidate. Meanwhile, Myles Garrett considered day-to-day with his foot injury after the MRI. No updates yet on Jedrick Wills or James Hudson III. Is Myles just going to be playing
through?
I'm
greatly worried about the offensive line. I don't know how we go, oh, well, Miles is going to be okay. It's like, yeah, the offensive line is banged up.
Well, are we right back to just wondering if Miles should sit out a week? And can they even afford it?
No. You're 1-2. You can't afford it.
I know, but he got banged up again after we just had that conversation.
Tone to be able to sit him, what do you have to have? A little thing we like to call hay in the barn.
They don't have it.
And they don't have any hay in that barn.
They got one. They do have one. Meanwhile, also addressing some familiar complaints he might have heard from Sunday and their loss.
The booing?
Well, in this case, the blitzes. The blitzes. Why couldn't they contain the blitzes?
Breaking tendencies is a big part of, as you get to know offenses and defenses when you're game planning. So they definitely pressured more than they had in the first couple, but that was pretty apparent early that was their game plan. So you're always trying to figure out in these games what teams are going to lean into, whether it's going to be more coverage, more pressure, whatever it may be. There's looks that you often see that you don't game plan for, especially early in the season. And then you just have to make the adjustment in game.
So he did say, I mean, they recognized it fairly early. I think all of us did. I think it was the second drive of the game. We knew they were coming with those blitzes. And I wouldn't even consider them that exotic. I mean, they were bringing guys up to the line. It was corners, linebackers. They were coming. He says they saw it early. Is he then kind of throwing it back to, hey, guys got to recognize stuff. We fully equip our guys with the ability to change stuff and adjust on the fly. Because the players on Sunday were like, man, they showed us stuff we hadn't seen on tape.
I don't know.
Well, that's why you have the game.
It does sound...
You guys do have technology. You do have tablets. You do have coaches. You have a lot of coaches making a lot of money.
They had to have said to each other, there had to be a conversation at times. But, I mean, if they, well, now that's something you're going to have to put a pin in and figure out as time goes on. Are we starting to blame each other for things?
That's how it goes.
I'm not trying to cause undue stress, but if we're just starting to blame each other for things, yeah, that can snowball and get out of control.
All right, finally, the Houston Astros lost yesterday 6-1 to the Seattle Mariners. What does it mean for our Guardians? Well, magic number to clinch one of the top seeds in the AL and securing a first-round bye in the automatic spot in the ALDS is at 1 over Houston. So what does that mean? Cleveland currently leads Houston by 5 games for the second seed in the AL. So you just have to win one. You just have to win one with the Astros series, or if the Astros lose.
If they lose one more game this year.
It's over. And what a season. What a season. Can you imagine at the start of the year if we would have said we'd be sitting pretty? This kind of impacts what was supposed to be.
The dry run.
The dry run. Owen was looking forward to it. So there's going to be the good and the bad.
I think there's still a dry run there.
Well, this is what I want to point to. You know, they did not exactly run out their best lineup against St. Louis, you know, a couple days ago.
The Guardians, yeah.
And we have seen in Major League Baseball, there's a debate. Same thing with the Browns last year going into the playoffs. Like, how much time off can you really have? When you're trying to get your team ready to go.
Baseball's weird, man.
There's a chance none of these games mean anything.
Right.
For the Guardians for a whole week. And then you're off waiting for the wild card rounds. And then you go back and play. It's going to be like 2 weeks since they've played real baseball.
You got to stagger them because you have so many guys who can play multiple either middle infield or outfield positions. Like, you can stagger it a little bit and move it around. But, yeah, I mean, everybody... I would try to get guys some days off here, some time off, but you're going to have days off coming up here if you get the first round bye. So you're going to be able to be taken care of. Like, that's a sport you definitely got to be able to play, and because you need to stay in that rhythm, you got to stay lubricated.
That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding. Coming up at 8 o'clock.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.